Dr. Albert Jansen has been a wonderful friend of the station for a long time now, and of course is one of our senior medical thinkers, and involved with the Māori Health Authority as always, still with a finger on the pulse, if I can use the term, of our health sector. Thanks for your time, Rawiri. Tēnā koe,
kia ora, Dale.
Good to catch up with you again, mate. Thanks so much for your time. Obviously we have noted through the media in the last little while a severe shortage of GPs in the health sector. How's that impacting on those most in need, you know, especially our whānau Māori, and what's needed to solve that problem for a starter, please, Rawiri?
Yeah, health workforce is a significant issue right now. I think we see that right across the sector. So in hospitals and emergency departments and right across primary care, we've seen, really tough couple of years. And so the workforce shortage that we've got has been exacerbated. I think we should also note that it's a lumpy issue. So, I think we've had workforce issues for many years for Māori providers, especially rural providers, and we're really doing it tough at the moment. So we're at Te Ako Whai Ora, working with Whatu Ora Health New Zealand, we've got a bunch of things underway to try and address that. And some of it will be thinking about how we use our workforces differently. I think many people will be experiencing health services where we have nurse-led clinics. And in primary care, I think it's an important way of looking after the health needs of our population.
Thanks, Rawiri. I know that veterinarians are being offered grants to stay in practice. Do we need to do the same for GPs?
Haven't thought too deeply about that one, partly because we've got this kind of privately owned primary care thing where the GP often owns the practice as a small business. And then we've got a chunk of kind of big corporate primary care providers, mostly in the cities. So, I don't know that funding's the major thing because, in the last couple of years, we've actually seen pretty significant amounts of funding go into primary care, a lot of it associated with COVID, but, really significant uplift in the funding. And that hasn't, changed things around in terms of being able to attract people into it. Minister of Health recently announced that we'll get the equality of the funding for the junior doctors to go into primary care training, and I think everybody's pretty positive that that's going to be helpful to get people into that training program. And the training program numbers were lifted from 200 to 300, so that those ones will take a little bit of time, but important changes, I think, to get the pipeline of trainees turned on.
Thanks, Rawiri. You were our go-to doc for the COVID challenge. Numbers are still high. There are a few people wearing mask events. We've been held every week. Should our people, Māori and Pacifica people, should we be a little more careful at this time, Rawiri?
Yeah, look, I'd really encourage that. I wear a mask when I'm, in a place where there's lots of people, like, say, on the plane. I think that's still a sensible place. I think, public transport, definitely that's the right place. Indoor gatherings with lots of people, that's definitely a place I think you should be wearing a mask. I guess outdoors, no worries, it's pretty safe. And it's that time of year where we're starting to increase the number of gatherings and stuff. So that's a key protection, and just noting the other two key protections. One is get your booster. If you're eligible, get your booster. And that's true for anybody, who's eligible. And we've lowered the age now. So, Māori, the additional booster is from age 40. That's a good thing. I think as people get organised for their end-of-year holidays, really good to have that protection in place. So if you're eligible, get boosted. And then the medicine that's available, again, for people who are eligible, that medicine makes a big difference. It reduces hospitalizations and it reduces deaths. And right now, if we can reduce hospitalizations as we're going through this next surge, it's a really helpful thing for the rest of our health system. So, yeah, all the protections.
Yeah, thanks very much. Are you needing to answer that call or get away? Or can we just touch on your mahi with Taka Whaiora? As Chief Medical Officer, what might you say? We are getting some feedback on where we're at, and obviously accepting too that we're in the building stage of the mahi. What would be some of the standout issues from your mahi as the Chief Medical Officer at Taka Whaiora?
Right now, really deeply involved on a whole bunch of planning and, close to getting funding out the door to Māori providers for some really great projects. And you and I have talked many times over the years about the kind of great work that Māori providers do. And so that's going to be number one on our agenda, is to make sure that we're supporting, Māori workforce, Māori providers, getting programs of activity underway that are going to meet the needs of our people. So, it's exciting times in my view. I mean, I'm loving this job. There's just so much opportunity to be influencing the full range of activities. Te Whatu Ora is a very, very, very big entity. It's the largest employer in the country, 86,000 people, and Te Aka Whai Ora is, really focused on influencing Te Whatu Ora to get the health system sorted out for our people. So, yeah, I'm loving it, Dale.
Let's stay in touch about it. Thanks very much for your time and sharing some kōrero with us this morning at Te Rangatira. Thank you, as always, Rauri.
Kia ora. You're welcome.
Tēnā koe. Dr. Rauri Bukri-Jansen, who is...